Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
January. It's Friday, 2015, and the fraudulent news continues. If you've been watching television, it's amazing how many times you are hearing over and over again, well, there's an event taking place here. There's an event taking place here. There's two bad guys over here. There's four bad guys. Two bad guys killed in Belgium. I don't even want to cover it. I feel like I'm just covering fraudulent information. I feel like it is just simply a hamster wheel that we are running on. And the Belgian attack, that got some news the other day. That was supposed to be linked to the two bad guys that were in Paris. Now, you notice that everything is going to start linking together, and it's all going to have a reason and a purpose. And in reality, I don't believe any of it. I honestly don't at this point.
Right.
Josh is with me in the studio. Josh, you said this morning, you know, the Charlie Hebdo thing, you finally are convinced now.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's just too much that's come out that, you know, last week I didn't know nearly as much as I do now. And
you're convinced what, though?
That was either, you know, it was an inside job, false flag. They were controlled, you know, everything you could possibly think of. It's just fake, you know.
Yep.
And what can I say what did it for me?
Okay.
It was a Dutch Sense video, who does a lot of weather stuff, you know, mm-hmm. Dutch Sense. And he had some video of, it was a side shot of the road that the police and, you know, anyway, the video was absolutely without a doubt chopped and edited. And that this was, you know, supposed to be a live video. Mm-hmm. And it was in real time edited. And you see it. It was ridiculous.
It is just for the people's consumption. You know what I find interesting is that the more that we watch this and we try to keep up with it so we understand what's happening, the more the average person probably isn't even paying any attention.
Right.
You know, if they were to say, okay, where's the AQAP?
Right.
What?
Is that like AARP? Or,
is it like, you know, yeah, exactly. The people don't keep up with that.
Well, you can't. I mean, I want so much for something to be real that we're shown,
yes,
or, you know, or this news, and it's just, I don't know, I get so disillusioned that it's just all fake all the time.
I think we are getting the feeling that it is fake all the time. The event that took place with in Ohio with this young man, 22 years old or something like that, you notice how all the FBI sting situations are some 18-year-old, 20-year-old, 22-year-old. It's not some guy who's steeped in, you know, adverse whatever and you know, older guy, 30, 40-year-old guy who wants to go and change the world by doing something evil. That's not it. It's some 18, 20, 22-year-old kid who probably doesn't know any better, has been offered something from the FBI, and now it turns out that this father of the man, his John Cornell is his name, his son is Christopher, in Ohio, it turns out that he is now saying, no, it's the FBI that kept coming after him.
Right.
You know, they'd pick him up. They would take him someplace. They would buy him something. He said, "That my son, I know he had no money."
Well, he lived at home. He didn't have a car. You know,
his favorite thing in the world was his cat.
Really?
You know, well.
Sounds like a terrorist.
Yeah. That got my attention. But it's all about creation of crime. It's all about creation of crime. And so I feel badly for this man. When John Cornell came on TV on CNN, he was saying, no, I think it's the FBI that did this. Of course, that got very little attention because, oh, it's some kind of, you know, his son was some kind of ne'er-do-well. He said that, and he was found with 600 rounds of ammunition, two M15s, and he said, my son didn't have any money whatsoever.
Right.
So where did he get it? You know, and all the, I think it was Paul Craig Roberts the other day that said, these crimes are all being created. They're all being created by the FBI.
CIA.
Yeah, or whomever.
Right,
yeah, whatever bad guy group. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And we got lots of news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know what the truth is. You know, in the second and third hour today, we're going to be talking to Dr. Lorraine Day. Now, I want to make a statement about the second and third hour, because I have had a lot of emails from some of the listeners saying that they think that the Power Hour is turning into a religious program. There are those that say that life is really all spiritual. It really is all about, you know, where we came from and what our mission is. And I tend to agree with that, too. However, I don't want the Power Hour to be pigeonholed as any one thing, not religious, not political, not whatever, you know, you might, you know, as an agenda for anything. I want it to be something where I can figure out what the heck is going on and where we've been lied to in the past. So when we talk with Dr. Day about who rewrote the Bible, I don't want to get into dissecting scripture verses per se. Now, she may do that to make her point, but I want this to be on, is there fraud that has been perpetrated on the people to get us to believe a certain way?
Right.
And what was the motivation for that? That, to me, is where my interest is. And it's hard in this 880-page book to really define or to be able to even consume all this information, because there is so much. It's what, 3 inches, 2 inches,
huge.
2.5 inches?
Yeah,
it's
I didn't realize it was so big.
Yeah, it is a very large book. And going through it, I don't want to get caught up in all the you know, the scripture verses as to who translated this which way. I want to know if we've been lied to. That's what I want to know. So we're going to be talking to Dr. Day about that. So I just want you all to know that those of you who decide that if it's a religious program, you click it off and don't listen to the Power Hour, please don't do that. Because it's my goal to find out who lied to us and why. And the idea, I think you're going to find the idea that the King James Version, or that King James was the guy to do the translation, the authorized translation, I think you're going to find that perhaps there was a motive there also. And so I hope you'll stay with us into the second and third hour. Give us a chance on this, because there has, I know Dr. Ted
Brower
talks about a lot of religious issues, and there was a program on the Nephilim the other day. And by the way, we're going to be offering some DVDs as a special to go along with that book. So those of you who ordered, I believe it was, what name of it was?
It's On the Trail of the Nephilim 2 by L.A. Marzulli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those of you who ordered that book will be getting a DVD to go along with it as a special treat that L.A. is going to give you. So we have that at the Power Hour. I know a lot of you really liked that program on the Nephilim. But it's not, this is not a religious program, but how much is religion, or how much, not religion, what am I thinking? How much is a spiritual perspective important in our lives? I mean, I don't know. Josh, if you were to answer that question, what would you say?
Well, I'm pretty important, I would say, mm-hmm. because I think that without some sort of spiritual awareness, then you're going to be maybe lacking in morals or how you treat people, because there's no consequences for anything, maybe. For me, anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying for anyone else.
Well, you know, for some people out there, the Bible is irrelevant.
Right.
The Bible is truly irrelevant.
Well, what I wanted to say about this book, or, you know, not pigeonholing the show into one particular topic, is that these things are all tied together, whether it's politics. You know, think about why the, you know, scripture may have been rewritten to, you know, obviously it would be to control people, to control the way they think, and how much of that ties into, you know, our political and economic life. And, you know, it's all just all tied together.
Bingo.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So I don't think we should be pigeonholed, you know.
Yeah, I think it matters hugely. I think it, you know, I think that makes a big difference when we look at control, because I was talking to Jeff Rentz last night, had a really, really interesting conversation with him about control. And there are so many things in so many areas that are all about control for us. And then when you watch television and you are seeing the average person out there, I don't care whether it's a DIY show or they're buying houses or, you know, whatever kind of reality show is out there, they are totally oblivious to the control that we know about.
Mm-hmm.
They are totally oblivious. And they don't question tax. Oh, well, you got to pay it. This, that, whatever. They just don't even question it. So we have a unique breed of people that listen to this program that are fascinated by it, want to know more, want to know where the control is. I mean, like Deborah Tavares next week. Oh, my gosh. She has got some information on water and the control of water that is really going to not make you happy. Now, the average person won't have any idea what she's talking about. 95% of what she says.
So much control. I mean, think about people that live in these neighborhoods where they have the homeowners association. You can't even put up the type of fence you want to put up. You know,
yes.
We lived in where we lived formerly, a neighborhood. It was big. It's kind of, you know, we had a couple 2 acres or whatever, but there was a homeowners association. I refused to join because they had all these rules and regulations and stuff, and they said we couldn't put up a certain type of fence. Well, guess what I did? You know, I put I put up that fence because I didn't join their little party. You know?
I didn't know that you could not join. Really, honestly,
I
thought you had to join.
Well, I mean, I'm sure in some, you know, places you do have to join, but mm-hmm. in this particular, where we were, I mean, what were they going to do to me?
Well, you're on somebody's list.
Yeah, well, I don't live there anymore,
yeah,
you know.
But you're probably still on their list.
Well, that's fine, you know. They can view my name every once in a while if they want to, as a reviewing.
That is interesting. Yeah, HOA. You have to have a certain size flag. You have to have a certain size
grass
color.
Can't get too high, or you can't have
weeds. Yeah, but a certain size color for the exterior of your house. I mean, control, 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 and it all works. All right. Well, let's get into news, but I just wanted to say that regarding the program with Dr. Lorraine Day. If you don't know who she is, she is a former orthopedic surgeon. She was chief of surgery at UC San Francisco, where she got cancer. That's the origination of her story. Is the cancer. And she said cancer changed her life for the better. And she has always been grateful, but cancer doesn't scare her anymore. Now, we're not going to be talking about necessarily about cancer, but part of what she says is that Scripture is all about healing, mm-hmm. but we just don't know how to do it.
Right.
We don't know how
to do it. I think her story is pretty important, and I'm sure it, you know, affected or... What, you know, one of my questions was, how did her story about cancer, you know, kind of set her in motion to write a book like this? You
because
know?
She found out that healing comes from God, and that if we're going to figure out how to heal, we have to go back to Scripture. And so she went back, and she's going to tell you which Bibles she uses, which references she uses and which one she doesn't use. And that's interesting also. But anyway, be that as it may, we're going to get into the news now. But I just want you all to please hang on, listen to the program, and learn what you can. Because let me tell you, the woman is a wealth of information. Anyone who has gone through the Greek and the Hebrew has my vote. I have not done it. Now, it doesn't mean I shouldn't or don't have access to it. I do. But I haven't done it, and I really respect her for what she has done. All right, moving on. Zero Hedge, another Turkish shocker. Netanyahu and the French terrorist are the same. Just 2 days after the French President Erdogan's stunning outburst that the culprits are clear, French citizens undertook this massacre, and Muslims were blamed for it. They were blamed for masterminding it. And Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu on Thursday accused the Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu of committing crimes against humanity comparable to those of the Islamist gunmen behind the Paris attacks that left 17 dead. So now when you have somebody like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming out and being very clear about false flag, and then you have a Turkish president saying this, you're starting to really realize that this thing is beginning to blow up internally. I really believe that it is. There's so much online that it has forced CNN to have to do defensive posture over and over again now to try and make it look like, well, we got more evidence on this, so therefore we can substantiate that these guys were really doing this, and then they did this, and then they... Oh, it's just wrong. It is just wrong. And yet they have been able to lead so many people down that path of the Islamist and the and creating Islamophobia, which is their goal. Patriot Act in Europe. France just passed new regulations in November. Now more will be necessary. Julian York of the Electronic Frontier Foundation commented, nearly every major terrorist attack in the past couple of decades is followed by new legislation of some kind. Well, France just did it also with their anti-terror regulations, and the Prime Minister is already saying that more will be necessary. Where does it stop? These politicians have not demonstrated the need for more surveillance, yet it's always their go-to solution.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about the Twitter hack that we had, you know, and then what are they bringing in now? The, you know, cybersecurity bill. Right. You know, trying to vote on that. You think, you know, 9/11, then we had the Patriot Act. Same thing with France now. You know, they're going to be passing more laws. It's just, it seems like these things happen so these laws can get passed.
It seems like that.
Yeah. No,
it is
the way
like
it is.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. And meanwhile, we've got oil, you know, tanking around the world. We're going to talk about what happened in Switzerland in a few minutes and the 30% increase in the franc there. And then we've got the Dow taking a tumble almost every day now. It's down about 97 today. Gold is at 1263, which is looking a little bit more positive. But the financial situation around the world is just, it's cratering, absolutely cratering. The euro is in jeopardy, and everyone is sort of looking at how it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's always fine. There's never any real problem. They can take care of it, and they will make it all better for us. It's not going to be all better. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
I'll be right back.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the reason I wanted Josh to play that is because it is a wonderful world. Think about it. There are some really evil people. But it's a wonderful world.
There's so much beauty in the
there
world.
There is.
You just got to look for it and
there
seek it
so
out.
There is so much beauty. There is so much joy. There is so much happiness out there. And there are those, though, that want to take it all away or limit it or control it or whatever. And we have to keep focused on the idea that every day we must be in the now, enjoying this minute right now, because all of your life it's either going to be of things that you were trying to put off and not take care of or things that you dreaded were going to happen or whatever. That's not life. Life is what's happening right this minute. And I just am grateful that we have all of you out there, Josh, and all of you out there to be able to talk to and to have as friends. Can you imagine? You know, I did Deborah Tavares' radio show the other day on Rents Network, and I was saying that, do you all realize back in 1995, when I started talking about Gulf War illness, there were like two or three radio shows on that would even discuss this kind of stuff.
Right.
One was
Chuck Harder.
Chuck Harder. The other one was Jeff Rentz, and who, by the way, has agreed to be on the Power Hour. So he's going to be coming on the Power Hour to give us his take on things. So there were only a couple of radio shows out there. And people now today almost have a plethora of radio programs that they can listen to. Internet radio, WWCR. Oh, there was WWCR. And believe me, I need to give credit to WWCR.
Absolutely.
Awesome. They were out there. They were there from the beginning. And think about it. WWCR was the one that took the original risk of putting these radio shows on the air. And they took the hits a lot of times of things that happened because they did put this controversial stuff on the air. But people take it for granted today because they can turn on anytime, any place.
So much.
Yeah, and listen to any of these shows. And then I thought it was interesting what Paul Craig Roberts said about when I said to him, you know, you're not going to get the 1,000 Points of Light Award, and obviously, you know, what do your peers say? He was former assistant to the Treasury, you know, in the Reagan administration. He said, they don't care about us. They only care about what makes it on CNN and controlling all of that. And that is true. That is absolutely true. So I want us to remember, it is a beautiful world. We do have say, and we are able to speak our minds. And we are able to say, this is trash. This is just absolute baloney that we're being told. And anyway, I'm just grateful that we do have Genesis and all the networks that are, you know, Genesis came along in about, 99, I think, and has been there ever since, and that's been a tough job for them also. Anyway, let's get back to the news. We talked briefly about the Belgium raid. Police killed two suspects, arrested a third in that terror cell, allegedly. They were allegedly planning, now that's their word, not mine, a serious and imminent attack. Now, when RT says they were allegedly planning a serious and imminent attack, it's pretty probably alleged. Yeah. The anti-terror operation is ongoing as Europe is on high alert now following the attacks in France. U.S. increases Ukraine support to $2 billion. You notice how we have all this money to take care of everybody else but not our own people? Amazing. And nobody even questions. Why are you not taking care of the veterans? It doesn't make any difference. They don't care what anybody says. The U.S. Treasury has pledged an additional $1 billion in loan guarantees to Kiev, bringing the total support to $2 billion on condition that Ukraine sticks to its reform agenda. Really? You really think that's where that money is going?
We'll give them $2 billion, but the Palestinians are having a hard time getting their financial aid, and they're living in, you know, they were bombed out, and living in, you know, tents in the middle of winter over there. Mm-hmm. But we can give, you know, the Ukraine, for their ailing economy, you know, $2 billion. Makes no sense whatsoever.
To buy them off in the Ukraine, who has support, who has their own country support. And you're right, the poor Gazans, they are freezing the treatment that they have received. But you see, if you mention, I am concerned about the Gazans or the Palestinians, then you are somehow some anti-Semitic, you know what, I'm not going to say the word, that is only, who doesn't realize that, you know, Israel is God's people. We're not going to get into that. But that is the kind of way that they mitigate whoever talks about that. when in reality, it's about poor people freezing to death. That's the issue.
Absolutely. 120,000 homes were destroyed 4 months ago during that 50-day war.
120,000 thousand homeless families.
Right, and so there was about... Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Baby's dying, mother's crying. How much more is one human life worth? And what happened to peace on earth? We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, so we gotta kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. And how much is a soldier's life worth? And what happened to peace on earth?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are all responsible for doing our part in that peace. You know what? I don't care how many bad guys there are. I still must do what is right for me. I still must do that thing that is the next right and honorable thing. And I'm just so glad that I have the inspiration of good people like you out there, that there are children that are being raised in the correct way to understand what is right and understand the truth of this world. I want to remind you that we have a lot of specials at the Power Mall. Kirkman is on special, $34.25. If there's anything that you need when it comes to anti-inflammation, if you know, there are a lot of pills that they can give you over the counter or that are prescription, and they have horrible side effects, such as liver. They affect the liver. But curcumin does not, and curcumin is the best anti-inflammatory. I don't care if it's for, you know, a leg ailment, muscle ailment, or whatever. Curcumin is absolutely incredible. Please consider getting that. Hysorb Q10. We have Q10 on special, CoQ10 on special. Catherine Albrecht was talking about that the other day, and I just want to mention how much I appreciate Catherine being on the show, because she did a wonderful job in presenting another side of all of this. And I got an email from one of you who said, I will never listen to you again because I am so disappointed in you because you are a traitor to us and you said that there is no, that natural treatments don't work. That is not what I said. I said natural treatments didn't work for me in my particular situation. Please do not try and take that as to meaning that I say they don't work. I know they work. I've seen them work.
We're having a guest on today.
Yeah.
Utilize natural treatments.
Yes.
Dr. Lorraine Day.
Yes. And it is all about really seeking out what works for you. But it's not something that you do at the last minute. And so we had a program on things that you can learn in advance. Well, anyway, Larry emailed me and said, I listened to your show Wednesday on the 14th, and you lied about chemo being good. And it is not. No, I didn't lie about chemo. I didn't take it. I refused to take it. So I said, I'm not taking it. Why would you say you lied about it? The doctor you had on there said that natural remedies don't work, but they do because I am one and I am proof. Well, that's good. Did you have a biopsy done? Did you know you had cancer for sure? That was an issue, she said, also. Anyway, he signs by saying, I am through with you. Well, okay, that's your choice.
See you,
have
Larry.
That choice. Yeah, Larry, you have that choice. But that's not what I said. I wish people would listen to what is said, and then if they want to question it, say, is this what you said?
Right.
You know, and Sylvia did that to me. She said, did you say this? She said that she thought I said mammograms were a good thing for people to get. No, I've never said that. I don't do mammograms. Maybe I should have. I don't know. But I'm saying I didn't, and I don't promote it. I did say that thermograms, that I had a thermogram, and that was not conclusive, and it was not effective. But that's my own personal opinion. So when you listen to these programs, you know, and if you have a question, write a question to me and say, is this what you said? Don't just say, I'm done with you because I heard you say this and this and this, and I didn't say it. But that, be that as it may, that's your own opinion. Just want to remind you, all the Good Health Naturally products are on special. Sleep Well, Homocysteine, Blockbuster, MaxiFocus, Cerazyme, and Serapet, and also the Health Point machine. If you have never gotten the Health Point machine, amazing, absolutely amazing. Strauss products are on special. And we did this because Catherine was talking about Hawthorne, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're like right there on everything. I love that, Josh. Hawthorne, talking about Hawthorne, so important, and that is in Heart Drops. And I know, memo to Rosie out there, we need to get some Heart Drops off to Richard Mack, because he had a heart attack. I have not gotten any update lately.
Magnesium as well.
Yeah, we're going to get some stuff off to Richard Mack, and I do hope you will continue to support CSPOA because he had a heart attack. They put a stent in. And as I understand, everything is well now. I haven't heard anything any other way. But, man, you talk about an absolute, like, perfect-looking person, you know. He doesn't drink coffee, doesn't do alcohol, doesn't do drugs, doesn't do any of that stuff. And
he's so busy. You know, you get busy that, and you kind of forget to take care of yourself. And, you know.
And yeah. And
I'm not saying that's what happened.
He was at the gym when it happened.
Really? Well,
on
maybe
a treadmill.
He was taking care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just don't know why these things happen. Right. Maybe we should say, well, it's just up to God, huh?
Right.
Anyway, Strauss products are on special. And if you have never tried the hairspray by Strauss, it is amazing. I am not kidding you. It is the best. I don't use anything else. That hairspray is the best. Shampoo and conditioner, also by Strauss, is amazing. If you've never tried it, it's all on special and really healthy for you. Because if you're using sodium lauryl sulfate in your other stuff, that is not good for you. Okay, getting back.
Well, we got cut off by the break, and I just wanted to say about the Gaza situation,
uh-huh.
That there was a donors conference, I believe, last October, and the community, the international community, committed to $2.7 billion to help rebuild. Only 2% of that money has arrived.
Wow.
In 4 months, only two, it's like 170, you know, million or something like that. And it's just not enough, you know, to
no.
135 million is, you know, they've received. And, that's, you know, for 40,000 families who don't have homes anymore.
I mean, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. 120,000 homes estimated to have been destroyed and killed 2,000 Palestinians, at least killed 2,000 Palestinians. And now, at least the United Nations is calling on Israel to immediately resume the tax revenue transfer. Remember the tax revenue that somehow Israel collects for the Palestinians?
Right.
I never understood that one. But the United Nations has called on Israel to continue paying that tax revenue to the Palestinian Authority, which it withheld in retaliation following Palestinian efforts to join the International Criminal Court. So they didn't want them joining the criminal court, didn't want them to have any access to having any kind of judicial recourse. And it's just, and the people have been made to believe that that is okay, because Israel is Israel. Anyway, U.S. bombing in Syria kills dozens imprisoned by ISIS for violating Sharia law, we're told.
Right, that's really sad. 55 to 61 prisoners of ISIS. These are people who were arrested by ISIS for violating Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, you know, there when we decided to bomb ISIS. And so, you know, we ended up killing 55 to 60, 61 civilians.
It's just crazy. Just, we're bombing people for what reason? Because we can.
Because terrorists hate freedom, Joyce.
Yeah, because we can. The Greek bank runs have begun. Two Greek banks request emergency liquidity assistance, according to Zero Hedge, in a move described as the last stand for Greek banks. The embattled country's central bank activated what's called their emergency assistance, emergency liquidity assistance, mm-hmm. for the first time on Wednesday night. And I understand people were just running, I mean, running to the banks. Now, you're not hearing that. You're not seeing that on TV. And they're not going to play that kind of video of showing people running to a bank trying to get the last little bit of money. And the reason why? Because they don't want any kind of uncertainty or volatility in our market here. Because we've got enough that's going on as it is. And I think that this is, I mean, when they say this is the last stand for Greek banks.
Well, how long has this, you know, it's been going on for years. Greek's been propped up and propped up and propped up. How much longer can they do it? You know, I don't know.
That is true. That is true.
They're either going to have to, you know, step out of the union or, and I don't know. It's a mess over there right now.
It is a mess everywhere financially. It's just that we're not being told how really bad it is, because if they were to tell us, then people would stop investing. They would pull their money out. They would start doing different things. But I have to say, yesterday on Fox News, they were talking about gold, and they were talking about the flight to safety in gold, which they haven't talked about in a long, long time. But what just happened in Switzerland, though? That's a question, because that's allegedly the reason that all of the that gold went up yesterday, what, 29 points, 26 points, something like that. Central banks lie. That is what they do. And not too long ago, the Swiss National Bank promised that it would defend the Euro-Swiss franc currency peg with the utmost determination. But on Thursday, yesterday, the central bank shocked the financial world by abruptly abandoning it. And more than 3 years ago, the Swiss National Bank announced that it would not allow the Swiss franc to fall below 1.20 to the euro. And it has spent a mountain of money defending that peg. But now it looks like the EU is going to launch a very robust quantitative easing program. The Swiss National Bank has thrown in the towel. It was simply going to cost way too much to continue to defend the currency floor. So now there's panic all over Europe. You are not hearing this on TV. On Thursday, the Swiss franc rose a staggering 30% against the euro. Now think about that. You go to the bank, and if you get francs versus euros, you get 30% more. What do you think everybody was doing?
Right.
And the Swiss stock market plunged by 10%. 10%. You know, everybody goes crazy over here if ours drops 2%. And all over the world, investors, hedge funds, central banks, they either lost or made gigantic piles of money as currency rates shifted at an unprecedented rate. It is going to take months to really measure the damage that has been done. And meanwhile, the euro is in greater danger than ever. The euro has been declining for months. Now the number one buyer of euros, the Swiss National Bank, has been removed from the equation. And as things in Europe continue to get worse, expect the euro to go to an all-time record low. In addition, it is important to remember that the Asian financial crisis of the late 1990s began when Thailand abandoned their currency peg. And with this move by Switzerland, is it going to set off a European financial crisis?
Yeah. I remember not too long ago they had the referendum to back, 20% of the,
Right, with gold.
And 70% something percent of the people said, no, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, right.
But they're wishing they hadn't have said that.
I think so. And, of course, this is hardly the first time that we've ever seen central banks lie. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve does it all the time. The funny thing is that most people still seem to trust what central banks have to say. But at some point, they're going to start losing all credibility. Financial markets like predictability, and gigantic amounts of money have been invested based on repeated promises of the Swiss National Bank to use unlimited amounts of money to defend the currency floor, which they gave up on.
Wow.
And more experts are now calling this an extremely bad move by the Swiss National Bank, but in the end, they may have had little choice. The euro is falling apart. The Swiss did not want to be married to it any longer. And unfortunately, when any marriage ends, the pain can be enormous. The following comes from CNBC. How do you know you're looking at a bad marriage? Well, if one or both spouses can't wait to get out of it, and then you've got a good clue. Well, that's what's happened financially there. And it's very fortuitous. This is a mess, ladies and gentlemen. But, the biggest part of the story is it's not being carried on TV.
Right.
Is that you're not hearing things are panic over there or horrible things or, the central bank lied or none of the above.
Yeah, I read somewhere else that they're going to start having negative interest rates. So that means to keep your money in the bank, it's going to start costing you money.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is. That really is. Also, world's largest oil service company cuts 9,000 jobs on low oil prices. Wow. Schlumberger says that they're going to lay off 9,000 people. And the Gulf spill, there's a lawsuit that just went through, and yes, they were responsible for what happened in the Gulf and could not be happier about that. There is a negative here on the huge radiation spike detected at the Fukushima plant. E&E News says that multiple records set near workers trying to stop nuclear waste flowing into the ocean. They said cesium is up 7,500% this week. 7,500. Didn't see that on CNN, did you?
That's a little high.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. CIA leak trial. 90-plus people reportedly knew of a secret mission against Iran.
Right. So they're trying to peg we had James Risen who came out with the story. He's a journalist. About the U.S. or the CIA was trying to basically what is that we were building these parts to nuclear devices, and then we would eliminate some parts and then give that to this guy they're calling the Russian, who would give it to Iran, and so that would actually make them step back in their being able to produce nuclear weapons because they would have incomplete plans and parts. Okay. And so they're trying to blame it on this one guy who's Jeffrey Sterling, I guess, is his name. And apparently they're saying that he leaked the story to Mr. James Risen, who then came out with the story. But Jeffrey Sterling saying there was at least 90 people who knew about the program. So, they're just trying to blame it on this one guy. They're trying to – it's funny. He exposes something criminal. Okay, but they're trying to make a crime out of that, which is not a crime to expose something criminal, but that's what they're trying to do in this story. I just found out about this. I don't know why I'm so interested in this. It's just neat to see finally the CIA's on trial for doing something, criminal when they do it every day. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
On trial.
Let's see what happens.
That's the best part of the whole story for sure. That's right. And the CIA investigates itself, though, and finds out it did nothing wrong by spying on the Senate. Aren't you always get that warm fuzzy whenever there's going to be a CIA investigation against itself? or any kind of Senate or any kind of House investigation. It never means anything. Anyway, the CIA investigated the CIA, determined the CIA did nothing wrong. And so move on down the road, nothing here to see. Anyway, in an internal report that was released Wednesday that agency employees should not be punished for their role in secretly searching computers used by Senate investigators, a move that was denounced by lawmakers last year as an assault on congressional oversight and a potential breach of the Constitution. Well, how does it feel, guys? You know, they're doing it to us all the time, and we're supposed to take a position on this?
Right.
No, they shouldn't be doing it to anybody. And what are the odds? A guy got caught plotting violent jihad against the Capitol as Republicans are holding out on the DHS funding bill.
Just like I was saying, you know, about, you know, they have these terrorist incidences right before they want to pass these, you know, draconian legislation.
Mm-hmm. It's just, and they made a whole big issue out of this. This really bad guy was going to do jihad against the Capitol. We didn't hear any more about it other than, trust us, we say it happened, and you're supposed to believe us. And McConnell, Senate will try to pass the House immigration bill. It's just a matter of time. You all know that. You all know that. We're going to be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Did you know that the Komen Foundation says organic food is bad, but KFC chicken is good? Yeah. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I walk the earth, been a walking proud. If you gon' say the word, got to say it loud. Say you gotta fight, fight, fight for your mind. You gotta fight, fight, fight for your mind. Why?
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, fighting for your mind. Okay. Is it that big a deal? Yeah, it is, pretty much, to be able to say, no, I'm not going to put all this stuff into my head. I'm going to choose what I put into my head. It appears now that in a Maryland family dealing with Child Protective Services, for what reason? They allowed their children to walk home. Can you believe that? 1 mile. Daniel and Alexander Miedov say they believe in free-range parenting and encourage their children, 10-year-old boy, 6-year-old girl, to be independent. And on December 20th, they sent the children home on their own. We wouldn't have let them do it if we didn't think they were ready for it, the mother said, because the mother believes that the mother probably has the responsibility of the children. And so now Maryland Child Protective Services will intervene and, of course, have priority in this case.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, I used to walk home every day from school and go home to an empty house, you know. It's just, but you, what's interesting about this is that when I can't find the quote right now, but basically the cop is saying, it's a crazy world out here, and you can't, you know, just let your children do this anymore. Well, that is, you know, then you're going to raise your children based on fear. You know, I've at times been a little overprotective of my children, and I'm just now kind of, you know, letting go of some things and starting to let them be a little more, especially my son. He can do a few more things on his own now, and it's good for him, you know.
Yes,
you can't just wrap him up
in
bubble wrap and, you know, keep him safe all the
time. That's right. CDC admits new flu shot products protects less than 1 in 4.
Wow.
Really? Oh, my goodness. You should have heard what the CNN damage control was on this one. They said, y'all, the flu shot is only 23% effective. 23%?
So you need to get four of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, probably. No, it wasn't that bad. But they're saying 23% effective. How do you know that? You didn't even know which virus was going to be coming. But they've used the same viruses over the past 10 years. It doesn't make any difference. They use the same ones all the time. Anyway, H1N1 or H2N2 or whatever. But I think this is amazing. And so CNN says, oh, but if you do get the flu, it will be less bad if you had your flu shot.
Has that ever been the case?
No, and I'd like to know where they get the proof for that one.
Right.
But because they tell you that on there, you're supposed to believe it. And, of course, he said, well, I would get a flu shot, or I got my flu shot, or he was intimating he got his flu shot. I really wanted to know if he actually did, to tell you the truth. Supercharge your workout with beet juice. That's in the email blast. And there's a point on your ear called the Gate of Heaven. And Shenmen, or Gate of Heaven, is an anti-stress point that decreases stress, boosts energy flow, and strengthens the overall health of the body. It's an acupressure point, and learn about that in the email blast.
I can attest to that. I've had some acupuncture done on my ear, which is very strange. I have needles placed, you know, into your ear, but there is a relaxing effect to it.
Oh, my gosh. They've been doing it for thousands of years in China. It works.
It does work.
And people would say, well, that's woo-woo stuff. No, it's not woo-woo stuff. Maybe we ought to check into some of this woo-woo stuff. Susan G. Komen, now that is the Breast Cancer Pink Foundation that makes everybody gag who understands what they do with their money and how they get it and the manipulation of the people. Anyway, Susan G. Komen claims organic food is unsafe while pushing KFC chicken buckets and alcohol on women. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Think pink ribbons emblazoned on everything during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's coming up next month.
Oh, boy.
Danger red flag. Anyway, it takes it to a whole level now of stupidity. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about this with the Power Hour. Susan G. Komen makes billions of dollars lying to women about breast cancer. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.